From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,084th consecutive performance of the oldest living broadcast in radio history, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
Oh, the people would come from far away to dance all night till the break of day, when the caller would holler, do-si-do, when he was the fence was ready to go.
Late in the evening, about sundown, how the needle in the buzz was down, how the wind played the fiddle, all you had the rain, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Soldier's joy, and the one they call Boston Boy, but the greatest of all was Jenny Lind. To me, that's where fiddling began.
Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, out the wind played the fiddle, Lord, it had the ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
That mournful day when Uncle Finn was called away, they hung up his fiddle, they hung up his bow, they knew it was time for him to go.
Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, out the wind played the fiddle, Lord, it had the ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Our star, Porter Wagoner and Uncle Penn. Well, thank you, Porter, and welcome once more to another session of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, thank you, Grant, and there's no place in the world where that I'd rather be.
Well, that's because we got such a great show lined out, Porter. First off, there's you, of course, and then we have the talents of Miss June Carter, Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, the Jordanaires, String Bean, Tommy Vaden and his fiddle, along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers.
And as our special guest, those always in an uproar, Carlisle. Well, Bill and the rest of the Carlisles will be out here in just a few minutes, but right now I want you to meet an old hunting and fishing friend of mine from up Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
How are you, Porter? Oh, hey, Porter.
Well, howdy, Archie.
Glad to see you, buddy. I just got back from Chicago, went up there and got the thing all set up for the convention next week.
Is that right? Did you have a nice trip?
Yeah, I had a pretty good trip, yeah.
By the way, where did you stay at while you was up in Chicago?
Stayed in the best hotel in Chicago. Stayed in the Duck Hotel.
In the Duck Hotel.
Duck Hotel, best place up there.
Hey, what room did you stay in?
Stayed in room 711, never forget it.
What? Room 711.
Room 711, yeah, what's the matter with that? You look like you're scared or something.
Hey, listen, let me tell you a story that happened about room 711 in the Duck Hotel.
Yeah?
20 years ago, when that hotel was first built...
Yeah.
There was a fellow checked in there, and they put him in room 711.
Is that right?
At the dead hours of midnight... A big black cat come crawling through the window. Crawled up on his bed, blew its breath in his face, and the next morning, they found him dead.
Oh, that's the same room I was in.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. 10 years later, there was an old maid checked in the same hotel, in the same room.
No dead been a woman there the night I was there.
At the dead hour of midnight... This big black cat crawled through the window, crawled up on her bed, blew its breath in her face, and the next morning they found her dead.
Hey, Jad, blame. Don't say that so loud. That thing like that runs all over me.
And you mean to tell me that you stayed in that same room and lived to tell it?
Yes, sir, but you know, Porter, the night I stayed there since you've brought it up, there was some mighty funny goings on. I'll never forget, I went to bed, and I stayed up pretty late. Went to bed about 8:30. And I don't know, it seemed like it's just a funny feeling. Funny feeling come over me. Felt like my skin was crawling. Just a funny feeling. Went to bed, didn't sleep good at all. Just felt like something was crawling all over me. And at the dead hour of midnight, I looked at the window, and there, peeping over the windowsill, was two big red eyes. Control yourself, Porter. Okay. There, peeping over the windowsill, was two big red eyes. Hold yourself. There, peeping over the windowsill, was two big... Stay off me now. It was that same old black kissy pudding. Looking me straight in the face. Me sound asleep, looking right back at him. Down across the windowsill he come, up across the foot of the bed, closer, closer, closer. And that same old black cat, Porter, blew its breath in my face, too.
And the next morning they found you dead?
No, but my hat was full of kittens.
Yes, Archie Campbell, the funny man from Bull's Gap, Tennessee.
All right, Porter.
Yes, sirree. Grant, he's a character, isn't he? I'll tell you. Thank you, Archie. And it's about time that we introduced our guests. This troupe has been pleasing the opera audience for a good many years, so let's all make them welcome the Carlisles. Here we go.
Thank you, Porter. It's nice to be here with you, and thanks for such a nice introduction. But we'd like to never meet it over here tonight. We couldn't get away from the house on account of the dampness.
On account of the dampness?
Yeah, well, you see, there's so much dew on it yet to get it. So much dew on the house yet, see?
Yeah, I got it, Bill. Listen, I tell you what, I think that you better sing a song, would you?
Well, that's a good idea, Porter, and we'd just like to do our new one here called Home Sweet Home.
There's no place like home.
If you have a little place that you call your own, there's no place like home. And you have a little wife and she's the joy of your life, there's no place like home. If your mother-in-law comes to visit you, there's no place like home. She'll bring all her clothes and stick her like glue, there's no place like home. If your sister-in-law takes the best bed you've got, put you out in the hall on a worn-out cot. Your brother-in-law lays around about half-shot, there's no place like home.
Home, home, sweet, sweet home, there's no place like home.
And your brother-in-law lays around about half-shot, there's no place like home. Cold feet in the middle of your back, there's no place like home. The cold wind a whistling through a crack, there's no place like home. If the baby cries out in the middle of the night, there's no place like home. And you search for an aspirin without any light, there's no place like home. If you happen to stumble on a carpet tack, come and slide down the stairs on the middle of your back. Your wife hollers out, "Well, hurry up, Jack, there's no place like home."
Home, home, sweet, sweet home, there's no place like home.
And your wife hollers out, "Well, hurry up, Jack, there's no place like home."
There's no place like home.
Thank you.
Porter, I swear I don't see how you do it.
Do what, Grant?
Stay so cool and calm and collected with all this excitement going on.
Well, sir, I'll tell you, I'm a pretty cool and calm and collected person,
you
know.
Yes, sir, and I'll bet you're a pipe smoker, too.
Yes, sir, and in case you want to know, and I'll bet you do, I always load up with good Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Well, that figures, Porter, that figures. For a cool, tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke, you just can't beat Prince Albert.
P
PA is crimp cut, so it packs right and burns steady and even.
Yes, it's always fresh, too. But now, if you're a pipe smoker, make your own test. The proof is in the puffin. And your very own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making men like PA, too, you know, it rolls easy and doesn't spill.
Yes, so for the very best smoke of your life, light up with mild and mellow taste in Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's square dance time, and here's Tommy Vaden, and he's fiddled along with all the Tennessee travelers and old timer Katie Hill, fiddler time.
16 up and circle left, right, your partner to yourself, hands up, pull, medley, pull, hey, little lady, don't you go. Bird, gay, bird, up and door, how about you go off that, all that's up and circle left, round, round, kick, and down, let that big foot jar the ground. Beat your gal and paddle head, don't eat, bet the feet one bread, wait, do, good, pull, that's all it is, take no more. Look out, boy, don't you let get your gal and promenade all the way home.
And now it's time for our hymn. So, Porter, if you'll step up and do the honors.
I'll be glad to, Grant. With the help of the Jordanaires, we'd like to sing a hymn we have selected as one of my favorites because it's sweet simplicity. It holds the secret of a better and fuller life for all of us. If Jesus came to your house,
what would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you was glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in, like burn some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on, or sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
Thank you very, very much. And it certainly is really a pleasure to sing for such an appreciative audience. But now it's time that we go on with the show, and the Opry spotlight shines down on our great instrumental star. I'm talking about Chet Atkins and his guitar playing, Cherokee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chet. This is mighty, mighty fine. Which brings us to the spot on the show where we've been waiting for. So let's have a big, big welcome for one of the nicest, sweetest girls in the world, Miss June Carter.
Thank you, and hello, folks. I don't know if you know it or not, but me and Archie Campbell just got back from down in Florida, didn't we, Archie?
Yeah, before I went up to Chicago.
Yeah, you acted plumb ignorant down there, too.
Hey, Lord have mercy, I didn't do it.
He did. He just stood out there on the beach and watched the girls go by and classified all of them.
Like you.
He had them skinny, medium, fat, or boy, look at that. That was the three different... And speaking of that, just what in the world was that you was with the other night? And how old was that?
Well, now, by granny, she wasn't too old, I'll tell you that. I'd say she was barely touching 29.
Touching 29? Looked to me like she was beating the daylights out of it, if you ask me. I never saw nothing look like that.
I can't see why you got any room to talk, by granny. You ain't no spring chicken yourself.
Well, I'm just approaching 25. That's all, just approaching 25.
Trouble is, you're approaching it from the wrong direction.
Oh, smart Alec, please. How old are you then? You getting so smart, just how old are you?
Well, by grannies, I'm around 30.
Must be the second time around, ain't it? Old, honest to goodness, look at me. Look at my face. See there, Archie? Look at my face. Yeah. See them eyes?
Yeah.
Blue like grapes.
Yeah.
And my cheeks red, rosy like apples.
Mm-hmm.
And my complexion like peaches.
Mm-hmm.
Grapes, apples, peaches.
What about them wrinkles running down through there?
Them ain't wrinkles. Them's just irrigation ditches to water all that fruit in there.
Well, I tell you the truth, when I get on that beach, Miss Chairman, I'll tell you, did you see them women I had?
You had a bunch of them, New York.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
There was Gertrude.
Yeah.
Myrtle.
Uh-huh.
Agnes.
Yeah.
Fido.
Fido. That sounds like a dog.
If you think she was a dog, you ought to have seen that other three.
How you like them bathing suits they're wearing this year, Archie?
I am for them bathing suits.
I've got me a new bathing suit, and it's just got me worried to death.
You need one. That one you had, you're about to come out of that thing.
Well, this one is worrying me so much about it. It's a two-piece bathing suit.
Yeah.
And this year, they just one-piece bathing suits.
That's the style this year.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I can't figure out which piece to wear.
Well, where?
Oh, no, that ain't it. That ain't true.
This is Farron Young, and I'd like to sing The Proof is in the Puffin for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
The proof is in the puffin, and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor and a pipe full that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert.
And now it's guest time again, and back with us once more with the other side of their latest recording of the Carlisles with Air Brakes.
Fellas, come on.
Now.
Full speed.
I was driving down the road in a limousine. I saw the prettiest little girl that I ever seen. When I drove around the block just to look once more, when I passed
by, she reached for the door. She said,
ooh, a limousine. How about a ride, Jack?
Air brakes! We took a little ride in the middle of the night. She sat real close, everything was right. Bump, 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 bump. Well, I pulled over in the park for a while. She looked at me with a great big smile. She said,
ooh, baby.
Well, I thought maybe. Air brakes! Bought her a great big diamond ring. I almost got myself in a sling. Bop, 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 bop. Something old, something new, something borrowed and blue. I was walking down the aisle when I come to a said, this ain't funny, and I started running. Air brakes. She's got me hooked, now life's bewildering. I spend my nights just rocking these children. The doctor said I had a son and then he run back in. The next trip out he said I had twins. Things kept on getting worse. I said I met you by the nerves.
Thank you, Carlisle. Thanks for being our guest. And now it's time we presented another of our Opry favorites, String Bean and his banjo.
Well, I'm a banjo picker right out of the south in the common hour. In time of the drought and I travel fast and I travel slow, but I never quit a picking on the old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come from miles or so when they hear a string of picking on his old banjo. Well, I hooked the old mule up to the hack and I tied the old banjo across his back. I gave him a kick, said, gee, boy, hon, I went off picking on the old banjo. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come from miles so when they hear a string of picking on his old banjo. And a braid like cat and a hit him in the head. My old straw hat, he jumped stiff-legged and he kicked at the moon, but I kept playing my favorite tune. Oh, the rain would come and the wind would blow, spread a little sunshine everywhere you go. People would come for miles or so when they hear a string of picking on his old banjo.
Three, that's our old buddy from up Kentucky way, String Bean, the Kentucky Wonder, and one of his new record releases called String Bean and his old banjo. But now, Porter, tell us a little about your future plans, won't you?
Be glad to, Grant. We're going out in California in August. We'll be out there about 6 weeks. We're going to work all up through California, and this is the first trip we've been out there in about 3 years. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, we're certainly going to miss you, Porter, while you're gone, and we wish you all kinds of luck. And,
Thank you, sir.
We hope to see you back before very long. Porter Wagoner now sings one of his big, fine new records, The Legend of the Big Steeple.
There's a legend about a church in our town. The steeple's so high it's seen for miles around. Look on the hill and you'll realize the steeple's too big for the church's size. It seems it was a long time ago when this church had no steeple, just four walls and a roof overhead sheltered the humble people. But the money was short, 'cause the times were bad. They had to get along on what they had.
Just good, simple people praying for a steeple.
Bum. About this time when spring was near,
bum.
A man of wealth and his sweetheart dear,
bum.
Made their plans for the bells to ring. They would wed on the first of spring. So this man of wealth and his true love dear named the wedding hour. They would wed in the little church, the one that had no tower.
But he was a kind and generous man.
He told his true love on his plan.
I'll build a steeple for these good people. Yes, they'll have their steeple. The bells there will ring. They'll ring for our wedding on the first day of spring.
But they say death comes like a thief, and soon his heart was filled with grief.
1 week before the wedding day,
he learned his love had passed away. In spite of his grief and broken heart, he kept a promise given.
I'll build a steeple so my love can hear the bells in heaven. And then he built a steeple grand,
the tallest one in all the land.
That's how the people got their steeple. Well, that is the reason the steeple is so high, and why the bells ring louder when springtime is nigh.
Show, neighbors, but I just want to say thanks for being here with us at the Grand Ole Opry, and you won't want to miss next week's show with Ernest Tubb as the star, Skeeter Davis along as guests. It'll really be a good one. So now this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Enjoying it less, change to Camels. The Camel blend of caustic tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking satisfaction. Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.